Chicago were a bit more rare, and then you start to get into the obsession with collecting things that are difficult to get, which has its own thing, and then you meet people that just collect things for their own sake. But they're very useful, those people, because they take their records and borrow them. But, you know, there used to be people, you know, like the Big Bill Brunsies and so on, the other blues singers like John Lee Hooker, and so made regular visits to England. They were on television. We'd see them on television, and they used to be regular on TV. And most of that stuff that's in the archives, the visual stuff of most of the singers comes from Europe, you know, from German television. French television and so on. Because they didn't really appear a lot on the Ed Sullivan Show. I think they were exposed to it, you know, via, you know, TV and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's how most of these generation of people started. And in America, it was very, you had to be really, I mean, you'd hear, the only thing in the advantage in America, you would hear that regularly on the radio if you played the right station.
Right. If you're in the right part of the country.
Yeah. And you had the radio station that you